Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. The 900th interview with Neon Jazz just happened to be with percussionist, composer, arranger, producer, author, and four-time Grammy winner, Daryl Munyungo Jackson. And that's how we begin this new episode of Neon Jazz, with his tune, 4 a.m., off his latest Oceanic Influence CD called Morning Sun, circa 2019. This warm and unassuming West Coast artist can be found in virtually any musical setting, whether it's funk, pop, jazz, Latin, reggae, or traditional dance of countries like Nigeria, Senegal, Ghana, Haiti, Brazil, and Cuba. This cat has been at it for over 30 years, and he's honed his craft with legends like Miles Davis, Stevie Wonder, Sting, Kenny Loggins, Herbie Hancock, Marcus Miller, and so many others. In fact, he garnered a great deal of wisdom from Mr. Miles Davis, like this.
He came back one play and went back to the simple thing. He nodded like, that's what I'm talking about. He doesn't have to say, he doesn't have to be verbatim and tell you what to do, what not to do. He just would say, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. He, you know, if we're going to start a tune, he'll play just a part of the melody of the tune that we recognize. He don't have to play the whole thing. He don't have to say what we're playing. He'll just play a part of the melody. Oh, okay, we're going to play that tune.
So he was born in Los Angeles into creative surroundings. His parents both maintained various involvements in music, dance, and writing. And he talked about how he really learned music growing up.
Everything I learned then was from listening, you know, listening to a lot of music. But being out there in classes, I do know how to read and whatnot. So that kind of took me there.
He is deeply committed to understanding and keeping alive the tradition surrounding the instruments he plays. Along with his concert, tour, and recording work, Munyungo is currently on the staff of the Watts Towers Art Center in Los Angeles. He's a great cat, great way to kick this show off. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that has kept the heartbeat of jazz beating vigorously right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you that electrical impulse of jazz. So as we already mentioned, Munyungo spent some quality time around the master, Mr. Miles Davis. So as we get into Dr. Jackal off a compilation featuring John Coltrane, let's have a listen to him explain.
I say, oh, man. That just woke up a whole new spaces in my head. So Miles, I loved him. I loved the whole thing. And he was so cool. Wasn't into that hard craziness. We had some great stories, but it was nuts. We were having fun.
Thank you.
This is Manyongo Jackson, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was Japanese pianist, composer, producer, actor, singer, and songwriter Senri-O with the tune Revision off his 2020 CD. So he is best known for his pop music career in the 80s and 90s era of Japanese pop music. This is one prolific cat that has arrived into his jazz shoes quite well. From jazz tenor and soprano saxophonist Eli Lucky Thompson, leading his group of other Luckies, this is the 1947 tune, Seven Boppin' the Blues, as the fun continues.
Saxophone in Kansas City, and you're listening to me on Jazz with Joe Demino. Thank you.
That was the Kansas City Institution, known as saxophonist and educator, Mr. Todd Wilkinson, with the tune A Flock of Beagles off his 2019 CD called On Ice. This cat is KC through and by. He's been a pro since 1983, and after 11 years away at college, he returned to the area and went at it in KC. And when we caught up with him recently here at the show, he talked about the cats.
So I met just a ton of people that were on their way in and through. I met tons of musicians. I mean, you know, hanging at a bar with Don Mensa drinking Irish whiskey, and Frank West and Dexter Gordon playing my tenor saxophone. And, I mean, I could just keep going on. Herbie Mann, the Shelley Man, there's hundreds of jazz musicians that would come through doing gigs at the school because the teachers there were like Tom Ferguson and Chuck Moronic. They were seasoned veterans coming out of other places. So it's kind of a social scene, you know.
These days, he is the director of jazz studies at Ottawa University in Ottawa, Kansas, and a cat that holds up quite a sway here in Kansas City. From a seasoned big band that has been around for decades, this is Craig Raymond and the New Generation Big Band with the 2005 tune Street of Dreams off the CD Straight Ahead as this line moves forward.
Thank you. Mike Jones from Penn & Teller. I've got a new CD out called Roaring on Capri Records, and you're listening to Joe Dimino on Neon Jazz.
That was acclaimed jazz pianist Michael Wolff with the song Chill off his 2020 CD called Bounce. He releases yet another joyous album that is both exuberant and beautiful, doing what jazz always does to the tried and true, and makes you feel the best of life in its glide. And this upcoming album and new tour mark a fresh start following his recent recovery from cancer. Let's get a bit of the Charlie Barnett and his orchestra next on the show. This is the 1942 tune, Washington World Gig, as the show goes on.
Thank you. I'm Kat Vokes. I'm live from Brooklyn, New York. For anyone that hasn't checked out Neon Jazz, this is a great show. I'm a fan myself. I really like your radio voice. There's a lot of good stuff to listen to. Check it out for sure.
Thank you.
That was Brooklyn-based composer, vocalist, and pianist specializing in writing for film, television, and other media, Kat Vokes, with the tune Ballad to Follow off her 2020 CD called Clockwork. She studied classical piano for 12 years before she formally trained as an opera singer at the prestigious Oberlin Conservatory of Music. As a vocalist, she has sung at festivals across the United States and Europe and performs regularly with her jazz band throughout New York City and abroad. And we caught up with her recently here at the show, and she talked about that jazz freedom.
I like that it basically means freedom. Like, I can express myself so fully. I can express myself in different ways, especially between singing and composing. I don't even have, like, a standard of dress, you know, like how you would if you have a 9-to-5, or even the same social conduct necessarily. I mean, it's a very free way of life.
And the great jazz pianist and composer Errol Garner put Kat in a very early jazz spell. As we listen to the Coffee Song off the 2020 CD Up in Errol's Room, listen to her explain.
When I heard Errol Garner, the pianist, for the first time, I was like, wow, nothing has felt this good. Like, I really love the vibe of his playing, so...
Hi, this is pianist Tim Ray from Boston, and you and I are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was the Brooklyn-based classically trained violinist Gabe Terracciano with the 2019 CD Alfie's Lullaby off his CD called In Flight. This debut CD is full of self-penned compositions with an all-star ensemble. And finally, from one of Edmonton's most prolific trombone players playing jazz, rock, pop, Latin, punk, ska, and whatever other genre will have her, this is Audrey Ochoa with the song Swamp Castles off her 2020 CD called Frankenhorn, and it's a good one. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the Franken microphone cat, always giving it to you, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Jazz.
So I'd like to make a special shout out in memory of Radio George. Mr. John Christopher has always been on Radio George, and he lost a good friend, and I just want to send my condolences, and I want to take a moment to say thank you for dedicating your life to the music. Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on, what you dig. We're always here for you at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Jazz.